The church. The church of the Sagrada Familia, the building of which was instigated by bookshop owner Josep Maria Bocabella, began to be erected on land in the Barcelona and Sanche district in 1833. However, it wasn't until a year later that the Association of Worshippers of St. Joseph, which had been set up to raise funds for the building, commissioned Gaudí to continue the work. After a number of disagreements between Bocabella and the first architect hired to undertake the project, Francisco de Paula del Villar, the job was given to a young and as yet unknown Gaudí. He had just turned 31.
Ah, yes, I remember. How very daring we are when we are young. As soon as I received the commission, I completely altered the neo-Gothic project that the famous architect Paula de Villar had designed in order to give the church a far more personal style. I would have preferred its orientation to have been different too, and for the main entrance to have faced the city of Barcelona. But as the crypt had already been built, work continued as planned, and the church today faces south.
The Sagrada Familia is built on a cruciform plan. It has five naves, which are reduced to three at the transept. It's 90 meters long and 60 meters wide. When the building work is completed, which is scheduled for the year 2026 or 2028, we will be able to see its 18 spires and its three great facades, named the Nativity, the Passion, and the Glory. The last one is still in its initial stage. The church was consecrated as a minor basilica in 2010 by Pope Benedict XVI, and it can hold 8,000 people.